It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. Now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording today's City Desk podcast at 9:34 on Friday, September 1st, as we head into a Labor Day weekend. We have a lot of things to talk about today. We have a lot of guests on the show, but the very first thing I need to do to get out of the way is there's a lot of talk about municipal budgets right now. And here to just address a little bit about it in the Biloxi Fire Department is Fire Chief Joe Boney. Good morning.
Good morning, Vincent.
So we're going to be shutting down fire stations and we're going to be letting firefighters go. I mean, I'm hearing doom and gloom. What is the truth here on the fire department budget?
Well, I don't think it's quite that gloom and doom. No, we are not closing any fire stations. We are not letting any firefighters go. We lost one position. It was a vacant position. You won't see any difference on the trucks. It will not affect our trucks. We have a little bit of we've had to sustain some cuts. It's going to be in our operating budget, mainly in our uniform budget and things like this. But it will not affect the operation of the department.
Essentially, what we're talking about here is for all of the doom and gloom I hear people talking about it, mainly in the media. What we're looking at is new equipment purchases that will not be made. We're talking about things that the chiefs in the fire department and the police department were asking for in terms of growth, essentially. So we're not going to be losing our Class 3 fire rating, which for our department means what?
Well, it means a lot for our department. There's only three in the state. We're one of three in the state that have a Class 3 rating. And we have to maintain a level of operation.
Which we will.
It will not affect that at all, no.
Same thing in the Biloxi Police Department. Just so people will know, we have 130 police officers today. We have 171 firefighters. When this budget is approved, we're still going to have 130 police officers and 171 firefighters. John Doe citizen on the street is not going to notice anything any differently other than maybe a few of the police cars will have some extra miles on them because they'll be put into another year of service. If you want to know anything more about the city budget, you can go to the city's website at biloxi.ms.us. We've been having a lot of torrential downpour over the last several days. It looks like things are starting to calm down. And here to talk about the weather and what we learned from it, what we saw, and what we're going to see in the future is our battalion chief from the Biloxi Fire Department, who is also the city's emergency manager, Michelle Crowley.
Good morning, Vincent. Yes, we had quite the week this week, haven't we? With Hurricane Harvey and then Tropical Storm Harvey, and he's still wreaking havoc on Kentucky and all of the upper northern area. But we're out of the woods now. We're doing really well. We're looking at a small disturbance in the Gulf that may give us some torrential downpours next week, but not so far. Looks like just a regular rain event. And, of course, we're watching Hurricane Irma and seeing what's going on with that. So, again, don't forget, you have to stay prepared. That we're here in it until November, and we have to remember to stay prepared.
Did we have any house flooding in Biloxi?
No, we didn't have any house flooding. The only thing was a few streets that flooded and our normal streets that flood. So, unfortunately, everything was good, and now we're helping Louisiana and Texas.
And speaking of helping Louisiana and Texas, we're going to go right back to the fire chief before we get to our special guest. You have a big drive going on right now in coordination with the Biloxi Fire Museum, known as West End Hose Company Number 3. What can the public do to help?
We will be taking a trip to Rockport, Texas. We'll be leaving on the 15th. We are not taking supplies, but we are asking if you would like to assist us. We would take gift cards so we can use them down in the area and leave them, once we're through, leave them with them. We have just talked to our surrounding departments. D'Iberville Fire Department will start today accepting donations of supplies, no clothing. Ocean Springs as well will be doing the same thing. Gulfport has ceased their operation as of today because they've just been overwhelmed, and they're going to take a trip down there Tuesday with a load of supplies.
So the biggest thing you can do right now is go to the city's website, biloxi.ms.us. There's a place right there that you can click on to make a donation to help this drive. It's totally secure through GoFundMe, and I think we're at about $2,500 right now. What that will be is for money for these volunteer firefighters from Biloxi to be able to buy the materials that they need to help people get their homes and their lives back in order. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, City's Public Affairs Specialist, you have a number of guests here today. Explain what they're here to talk about.
Definitely. I want to make one correction for Vincent. Go to our City of Biloxi Facebook page, and that is where you can get the information. You can also go to the Fire Department's Facebook page, and that's where you can get the information to donate. But we do have a couple special guests with us. Of course, 9/11 is coming up, and all of us, every year there's a remembrance ceremony. But for the City of Biloxi, or in the City of Biloxi, we have an event. This is its third year of happening. It is a 9/11 run. It's a Tunnels to Tower run. And here to tell us a little bit about it is our one of our Biloxi firefighters, Justin Lopez. Welcome.
Hey, Cecilia. Yeah, I'm Justin Lopez. I'm a Biloxi firefighter. You know, it's important to do this run because, you know, just remembering lives lost on 9/11. And also, this run also benefits catastrophically injured U.S. soldiers. So we're building smart homes. So why not make it a, you know, win-win for everybody and turn kind of darkness into lightness and have an event like this on the city, in the City of Biloxi.
But tell us how it started here. Didn't you and your wife get together and kind of spearhead this event happening here on the Gulf Coast?
Yeah, we'll let my wife tell you the story because she tells the story the best.
So I'm Bridget Lopez. Several years ago, Justin come across the foundation, and he, you know, brought it to my attention and said, hey, look at these guys, look what they do, I think it's great, I want to help. And so one event led to another, and after his very much persistence, the foundation sanctioned Biloxi as to host one of their Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 5K runs. At the time that we were sanctioned, there were only seven cities that that held a 5K. To date, this year, there's roughly, I think there's over 40, closing in on 50 cities that they've added. The proceeds from the event benefit one of their premier programs, Building for America's Bravest, where we're constructing smart homes. Each home averages about $500,000 to build. They're given to these soldiers mortgage-free, and it gives them a little bit of independence back so that they can live normal day-to-day lives. So in participating in our event, that's what your money is going to and who you're helping.
Now, Justin, don't we have firefighters, like some of them are in their full turnout gear and running in this thing?
Yes, sir. Yeah, every Tunnel to Towers run, it's based off Stephen Siller and what every 9/11 firefighter did that day to, you know, put their gear on, and they, you know, ran through the tunnels, ran up the stairs. So, you know, it's kind of symbolic that the firemen do it, SWAT team, police, EMS, they all run in their uniform, just like a symbolic gesture.
But John Doe citizen can be involved in this as well.
Oh, yes, sir. Teachers, nurses, that, you know, regular citizens come out. It's also a learning experience for many kids that have not been around for 9/11. You know, it's kind of a learning experience what happened and kind of a history. You know, we'll have a 86-foot memorial wall with all the 343 firemen on it that died. So it'll be pretty neat. And Margaritaville has been helping us out a good bit with that.
That's right. If you wanted to have a fun thing that you were going to do, there's no better place to do it than Margaritaville in Biloxi. And here to join us to talk about a little bit of the plans at Margaritaville for this event is Kono Karana. Kono, welcome.
Thank you. You know, first of all, we're honored to be a part of it. Last year, we kind of sponsored a little bit of the race with Justin, and it was amazing to be part of it. We threw a big party afterwards, and we plan on doing that again this year. We're going to do fireworks to kind of to end the big event. But you know, it's great to be involved and to help out with a great cause such as this one. And we're just 100% involved and honored to be part of it.
And the event starts, it is September the 16th, Saturday. It starts at 6 p.m., so it's going to be a night run. It starts at Fort Marpaul's in Ocean Springs, and it will end at Margaritaville in Biloxi, where the big after party is with all the events that's going on. Now, in addition to, did you talk about the climb that has been added this year and what that exactly is?
So like what Justin was saying, this all kind of is a recognition of what Stephen did. And, you know, you run the 5K through the tunnel that he had to do to get back to where the towers are and then run up the stairs. So This year, we joined the, I guess the rest of the race were across the country where they have the stair tower that we didn't do last year. So we're going to run the stairs at Margaritaville 5 times. And when I say we're going to do it. 110-4. So we're all getting in shape, getting ready for it, and it's going to be something really, really cool to add to the end of it.
And by the way, people need to remember that they don't have to. We want everybody to be involved in the run, but it's a sight to see just to come down to Margaritaville with this collection of people.
Absolutely, you know, you can donate to the cause by just running the race and paying the fee to be in the race. You can also just you can pay to get into the after party. I think we're going to charge $5 to get up there, and then all the money, all the proceeds go straight toward the foundation. So it's another way to give back, or you can donate money on their website as well.
So like you said, it's September the 16th. You can go to our website, biloxi.ms.us, to get the information where you can sign up. Registration is going on now. I believe it's $25 for the 5K. It's $35 for the 5K and the stair climb. And again, that's be climbing up the 22 floors at Margaritaville 5 times to make 110 stories to mimic that of the Twin Towers. Again, that event is September the 16th. One thing, though, that I didn't mention, that for the day of the race, the organizers are asking everybody to park on the west side of Margaritaville in the morning, and then the CTA will bus, or Coast Transit Authority will bus all the participants over to Fort Maurepas for the start of the race, and then, of course, a run to Biloxi, and then have the after party. Again, just get that information at biloxi.ms.us. Anything else that y'all would like to add to the event?
I'd just like to thank our sponsors, you know, for stepping up and the community stepping up, because without, you know, their support, you know, this event wouldn't take place. And, you know, Margaritaville stepped up. We didn't even have to ask, and they just jumped on board. And most of our sponsors this year have jumped on board from just word of mouth from last year. And it really means a lot, you know, just stepping up without asking for anything in return.
All right. Thank you all for being here. Now, I have some friends in town. They're going to be here for the next several days, and we were passing by the White House Hotel, and boy, they pointed right to that thing. And this friend of mine, we grew up with me here in Biloxi. He's now in D.C., but his wife can't wait to go in the chorus. We're going to go to the popular Sunday brunch. You've got to be just ecstatic with what's happening at the White House.
I mean, White House has been a tremendous project since the get-go. So being able to rebuild, this is our first blighted building out of the last three that we took over from Biloxi. So being able to rebuild, add something that the town's, you know, always been proud of, bring it back better than it ever was before, and being able to put the restaurant that you know, we're very proud of. But yeah, the brunches on Saturday and Sunday, endless mimosas for $10, or Bloody Marys on top of the brunch. You know, it's something fun to go do.
I got to ask you, it just seems like it's become like wedding central down there at the White House. It seems like you even got a floor, I think, dedicated to that.
It's the perfect location. So the backdrop of the building with the oak trees is amazing. On the fourth floor on the east side, it's a smaller floor. We have the honeymoon suite up there, and then there's seven other rooms, I believe, that we use for the bridesmaids. We kind of close it off. They can be away from everybody else, get ready. Nobody see the bride before the moment she wants them to, and then we have the reveal for the wedding. But we do them out front on the front lawn. We do them upstairs in our ballroom. We do them upstairs on the outdoor patio that we have. We do everything that we can. But it's the perfect spot for your event. Even if you don't use that floor, all the other floors are small enough that most events will take over the floor, and they just have the run of the mill.
So. I was at Cree Cantrell's wedding in Colby, which was, of course, the wedding of the century, but it was just a great job down there. How many rooms are at the White House?
We have 76 rooms.
Okay, we've talked about the White House. Let's move a little more to the east. Tell me, the Barrington Group has just been so great to this city. You did the White House, you did Margaritaville, which was the former Casino Magic. Then you moved downtown over to the Santa Maria, another blighted property. What is the status of the Watermark? Break some news here today.
Nothing like being on the spot. But it's still a work in progress. So, you know, we kind of evolve as we go. Right now, you know, it's going to be an all-suite hotel. It'll be something that we're all proud to have in Biloxi. you know, adding the crosswalk that we're going to do straight across to the marina is going to be a good connection to get people from downtown to the marina, or vice versa, to get people from that side of the road to get them into the city out of, you know, on the beach. So being the gateway right there, I think, is going to be great. So we're looking forward to doing some really good things. I don't want to say what they are, because if something changes, I don't want to lie to everybody. But we have a lot of things planned for that property that will be something amazing for
you. Still looking at a restaurant up top, and we're talking about local seafood. And by the way, the stuff I'm talking about is stuff y'all have said previously. And like you said, it's evolving. I'm giving you a rock to hide behind.
Yeah. So the evolution, yeah, I don't think that the roof is going to work out just based on the building itself. But we are looking at doing something new for Biloxi that's not here right now currently, that I don't want to say out loud because someone might beat me to it. But we are going to do some fun things for Biloxi inside the hotel with the bar and the restaurant.
You see we see as we pass by the color schemes coming up outside, but there's a lot more work to do in there.
You know, we're shearing up the building right now, and then we'll hide inside and get it all done so nobody can see us, and then we'll reveal it to everybody and let them come check it out.
I'm not asking a month. I would like to know a year maybe, or a season. Are y'all looking in late 2018 or 2019 or?
Yes.
I love it. Okay, I'll let you go with that. But the final thing, let's move further down east. There was a lot of great excitement in this community whenever y'all came forward and talked about the next phases of Margaritaville. And I remember somebody talked about a huge Ferris wheel that was going to be under design in Europe. And where do we stand on this?
So we're still in the development portion of that one, trying to see what works, what doesn't work. You know, the lot across the street we have plans on as well. We're just trying to see how we can tie everything in to make it all the best that it can be. But the Ferris wheel's definitely still on board, and a few other rides and some things that will, you know, help grow our market and bring something down here that's not down here. So,
you know, there were people in the industry that said, oh, well, that Margaritaville, it's all wired in the gaming floor, as y'all call it, to go with casinos and slot machines. You have tapped into a niche here with the Margaritaville, haven't you?
You know, there was definitely a pent-up demand that a lot of people didn't believe that was here. But, you know, coming on board and bringing this box that never was here, I mean, it's definitely – I'm proud to have been a part of it. You know, we have a great team and different thoughts, and we all kind of came together and agreed, and this is where we went, and definitely was the way to go.
Was it intentional to put that pool up there at the top so everybody in the Golden Nugget staying at the Golden Nugget could look over there and see it?
You know, the pool was kind of it was an afterthought. You know, the way our land went, it we're on a peninsula, so there was no place to put the pool. And, you know, the platform that was left over from the initial project that was there prior to us allowed us to put it there. And so, you know, a lot of engineers and a lot of thought went into it, and they said it could work. So we pushed for it, and after a lot of design, it was able to happen. So it was something to do, and like you said, it's a nice billboard for everybody to see.
Now, we say pool, but there's a little more to it than a pool.
You know, we call it the lounge pool. The whole deep end is a big couch kind of sectional that everybody can sit back and hang out. There's a swim-up bar with bar stools. There's layout decks that are inside the pool. We have the lazy river. We have the ropes traverse where the kids can go across the flip-flops and hold on to the ropes above their head and kind of have fun there. And then we have the two slides. We have the inner tube slide that launches you into the lazy river to start your journey. And then there's also a body slide that the kids can just kind of go back and forth over and over and over. And then we also have the splash pad for the smaller kids that has all the water cannons and the umbrellas that spray water everywhere. And you know, something for kids from 2 to 100 can have fun out there.
And being Margaritaville, there's a bar right nearby.
There's several.
I got to tell you, we're just so proud to have Barrington Group here and to have the triple crown that you have brought to our city.
We're glad to hear, and we're glad with the response that we've gotten from everybody, and you know, hopefully there's a lot more to come.
And don't forget, go down and see the run that's going to be coming up. Margaritaville, a great civic-minded corporate endeavor here in Biloxi. We're so proud of what they're doing with their community involvement. William Sackett, I think that wraps up the show. We want to thank Kono Corana. We want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Justin Lopez. We want to thank the emergency manager, Michelle Crawley, and, of course, our fire chief, Joe Boney, of the Biloxi Fire Department, the only Class 3 fire department in South Mississippi and one of three in the state. Thank you, William Sackett.
You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.